Angus Brinkworth has worked alongside his father Tom to continue to build their cattle business. He's quietly confident their syndicate's Kidman bid will get up.
It's been a long time coming, but it's obviously getting to the business end of the deal now.
How confident are you that this bid will be made successful?
Well, I don't know. It's obviously up to the board and their shareholders. We obviously think it's a good deal and represents a good way for it to go forward, but it's ultimately up to them.
Angus says the Consortium of Australian Bidders is a new development in a long process of negotiations.
Well, it's obviously too big for us to take on ourselves, and it is too big for the other parties probably to take on as a sole entity them as well. But certainly together we can fully utilise it, and everyone can have it covered.
And because you're an Australian-only syndicate, your bid isn't subject to approval from the Foreign Investment Review Board. I imagine that positions you relatively confidently psychologically.
We certainly don't need that review.
Drilling into those specifics, where is the bid actually at?
Well, we're in the very final stages, really. The finance is principally done here. We're very, very close on a lot of things. You know, with something the size of this and the complexity that is in it, you do need to certainly have everything in order before you put it in. And like we're saying, it's very, very close, and they should get it ticked off pretty shortly.
And I understand you're planning to break up the property?
Yeah, it's been flagged that ultimately each group will go off on their own. Obviously, the Kidman brand will continue in some way. Certainly, but the principal factor is everyone will go their own way at some point.
Do you know which part of the property that the Brinkworths would acquire?
We're looking at some of the southeast Queensland property and potentially some of the South Australian property as well.
Do you have any sort of further understanding about how the management structure of the syndicate would work?
In that regard, I guess it's early days. Obviously, it would have to run as it is for a period of time as each individual position sort of worked out.
As a family, the Brinkworths obviously own quite a lot of land. Why have you decided to acquire more?
I know Dad's sort of been in that habit for a long period of time. No, it sort of fits in. It's certainly an iconic Australian company, and it does fit in some of their blocks quite well with what we already have.
Are you excited by the prospect, or what are your feelings? Are you nervous?
Well, certainly a very, very big deal and something that doesn't come along very often. No, exciting times ahead, really. Who knows what'll happen in the next 4 weeks or so.
And your father's not going to be around forever, obviously, Angus. This will essentially really fall on you one day. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's my brother and I and sister as well, but no, certainly quite a handful, and I'm sure we'll do our level best to keep it going.
If you are fortunate enough to acquire part of the Kidman property down the track, what's your sort of future plan for it? Do you have a vision?
I don't specifically, I guess, other than we'll obviously keep it running and keep the rest of the business running. And that's, I guess, what it's all about for us. We just keep things going and keep expanding.
And what did you think about the idea of foreign investment in the Kidman property? Were you for or against it, or what was your opinion?
Personally, I'm not against foreign investment as per se. Obviously, if you're bidding against them, it is what it is, and the market will sort itself out. But foreign investment has done many good things in the country.
Not against it in principle, but what about a property like the Kidman property being such an icon of Australia, being in foreign hands?
Well, certainly ideally, you'd certainly like to keep it in Australian hands, but it's largely up to the market. Obviously, the asset really doesn't go anywhere. It does change potentially how they run it and that type of thing, but it never goes anywhere, and ultimately it always comes back at some point.
And from an environmental perspective, owning so much land in Australia does come with it a lot of responsibility. What's your approach to all of those kind of considerations?
Well, certainly we want to be sustainable, and at the moment, and on such a lovely day as this, it's pretty easy to think things are going very well. But no, there's certainly quite a few challenges.